no oar, or no blade to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe, knocking on the door of home ownership, hoping you will take this opportunity to become a real Reach homeowner. Just a friendly reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or you may dial it the hard way at 855-487-3224. You may also visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's www.reach4housing.org. Our highly skilled counselors tell us that this is the year you may become a homeowner. All you have to do to get started is call REACH and let the staffers and counselors do their job. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Today's show will be spreading some goodwill to one and all with a visit from Gulfstream Goodwill Industries. Wait until you hear what they're doing. And we have a very special enrollment offer exclusively for Reach Radio listeners, which will save you a lot of money. Then after the news, Lou Terrell joins us, and he'll be telling us the difference between the arts garage and classical theater while fiddling around on the roof. And, of course, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. And now it's time for Take a Look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now Reach Radio's random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Alan. We have some news for you about hemp. That's the Home Affordable Modification Program. It was set up to help eligible homeowners to cut the amount of debt that they're carrying. The target is about 7 or 8 million people. Well, there's good news. They have basically tripled the financial incentive for investors who agree to reduce principal for eligible underwater homeowners. About $13 billion has been put out in reductions so far. And during this program, we'll tell you how you can get your share of that. Bank of America has agreed to a multi-billion dollar settlement with the Federal Housing Finance Agency to resolve allegations of securities fraud. Those are related to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac at the height of the housing bubble. The settlement resolves four lawsuits that were filed a couple of years ago against Bank of America, Countrywide, and Merrill Lynch. The other two were bought by Bank of America in 2008. We'll tell you the results of that. Recovery in the housing market is stumbling back to solid ground thanks to a rise in home prices and existing home sales, as well as a drop in foreclosures. This according to the latest housing barometer report issued on Wednesday by Trulia. We'll have those numbers for you. And Sleep Out 2014 is coming. Sleep Out teams and participants raise funds to help the Lord's Place in their mission to lend a hand to local homeless people. There will be music, food, fun, and some of the nicest people you've ever met, and we will tell you how you can participate in Sleep Out 2014. That's all coming up at the bottom of the hour.
You're absolutely right. And listen, you said you were going to educate us about hemp?
No, hemp.
Oh, hemp.
H-A-M-P.
Okay, I was a little worried about that. Okay, when we return, our first guests join us in studio because they really had nowhere else to go. And it wasn't for the lack of looking either, so stay with us because nothing could be finer than a burger in the diner at the Cafe of Brotherly Love. Would you like some fries with that?
Ain't got no home, I know where to go.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. No one's challenged me on that yet, right? I guess that's where we're going to stand with it. We're here to tell you about a Reach educational membership program. You know, if you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. There are more than 10 home ownership classes included in Reach's annual membership program. They average between $25 and $35 per course. The curriculum educates homeowners and home buyers on the basics of purchasing, owning, and maintaining a home. Plus, you get 2 free credit checks per year. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer programs, you would normally pay $235. But for a limited time, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach membership program for only $99. Did I say that right? $99. That's a $136 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. So call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you want to sign up for the Reach Membership Educational Program. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now, and remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, joining us in studio today is Cindy Mondour and Al Flores. Cindy is the director of Gulfstream Goodwill Industries, and Al is the academic facilitator for the school. Cindy, Al, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks for coming in on a wonderful Saturday. You'd be better off at the beach, right? So tell me a little bit about Goodwill Industries. Where did that start?
Well, Goodwill Industries is a nonprofit agency. Annually, we serve about 15,000 participants in our territory, which consists of Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties.
Well, that's a big area.
Yes, yes. Right. We serve under the umbrella of Goodwill Industries International.
Right.
And
you're sort of like the sub, like a franchisee kind of a thing, right? Even though I know it's not a franchise.
Sort of, kind of. We are under the umbrella of Goodwill International.
Right.
And our mission is to assist people with disabilities and other barriers to employment to become self-sufficient working members of our community. And our purpose is to provide individualized rehabilitation, training, and employment services to promote independence and dignity to the folks that we serve.
Right. Now, who hasn't seen the Goodwill? It's not a dumpster by any shake. It's a container.
Donation center.
Yeah, donation center. Yes. That's
although,
it. They're all over the place.
Although we do not have those any longer here in Palm Beach County. We do in our other counties. In Palm Beach County, they have passed an ordinance, per se, that we no longer can have those. So what we are doing is we have our donation centers in our stores, as well as in some shopping centers, we now have donation centers where people in the community can go and make their donations at those locations. And we certainly do appreciate that, because those donations are very important to our programs that we have in our stores, because those programs help employ people.
And yeah, I was just going to say, how many people do you employ in the Gulfstream mission?
Well, just to just to show you the people that are unemployed in Florida, I'm going to give you some statistics for Florida unemployment rate for people that are not disabled is 6.2% right now. And people with disabilities is 68.5%.
Wow.
So we have a lot of work that we need to do, and those donations that the community makes to our stores really helps us with the programs that we need to do to help a lot of folks.
Now, there was a time that you used to actually get in or receive maybe broken items, and you'd fix them up and set them up for sale or something. Do you still do that?
That was a long time ago when Goodwill
I'm aging myself.
a little over 100 years ago when the Methodist minister began up in Boston. That is how Goodwill Industries began when the disadvantaged community needed things. The more influential folks donated items, and they did repair, mend, and then provided it for disadvantaged individuals.
And that was giving them a good training to help get a better job maybe out into the public sector or something?
Exactly. It was helping them by giving them a hand up rather than a handout.
Oh, I love that phrase. That's exactly right. Plus, you have the school there, right?
Yes, we do, and Al's going to tell you about the school. But if I could I just tell you about a few of the programs that we have that the donations actually help?
All right, let's take a vote. Okay, everybody says yes. All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, a lot of people know Goodwill only because of the retail stores, but what those retail stores fund is our job placement and supported employment programs for individuals with disabilities.
Right.
We have benefits planning. People that receive Social Security benefits are afraid to lose those benefits by attempting to go to work. So this program educates them to explain how by working impacts those benefits. So it really makes them feel more comfortable and not afraid to attempt to work. We have vocational evaluations. We have youth programs that help with people that end up in the juvenile justice system and provide alternatives to secure detention. We do have homeless residential programs that I would love to find out more information about your REACH program provide.
You bet.
We work with the county, with the Senator Philip D. Lewis Center to hopefully end homelessness here in Palm Beach County.
We have a program coming up a little later on the show that talks just about that. There's a big sleep out coming up for it's the mayor's initiative there.
Great.
And we'll talk about that in a minute, but go on.
Great. We have a brain injury program. We have an adult day training program. And then we have the Lighthouse for the Blind, serving people with visual impairments here in our county. And then, of course, we have our Transition to Life Academy, which is where Al and I work at our charter school. And I'm going to ask Al to talk about that.
Yeah, he's in charge of the school. How cool is that?
Thank you, Cindy. Yeah, we have a fantastic public school system here in Palm Beach County. It's the 11th largest school district in the country.
Wow.
And our charter school is just one of those choice schools within the system. Our school is designed to serve a specific student population within the school district while we still adhere to the same rules and regulations of a traditional high school.
Oh. You also do some cooking things out there, too, don't you?
Yes, we have several programs in the school. And as I said, the school is specifically designed to serve a small population. We serve those students with intellectual disabilities and a special diploma track who are not going to pursue a regular diploma. Our typical student population is between 18 and 22 years old, and they need more life skills and employability skills. And one of those programs that we have at the school is the culinary program. And
some
of those students that have gone through that program have actually attained employment in that
industry. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Well, why would I want my son or daughter to attend a Transition to Life Academy as opposed to, like, traditional high school?
Well, partly because we have that niche, that population that we're chartered to serve. There, it's a small population. Our school is typically between 95 and 100 students, so it's a very small school. We serve specifically.
Wait, did you just say 95 and 100?
Between 95 to 100.
That's not small.
Students, right. So
yeah,
when
students,
you compare it
pretty,
to a typical
a
high school
class, yeah.
of a couple of thousand plus students, then it's a small high school compared to a typical high school. So
okay.
why would you go?
I was thinking classroom size.
No, this is the whole school is, yeah. is that size. So,
right.
And only about a third of those students are actually on campus. Most of those students are out in different levels of internship or employment or job shadowing somewhere where they're actually working or learning work experience. And some of these students have not had the opportunity to have part-time jobs or really gain that type of experience. And here's where they're prepping for that adult world, learning a lot of these life skills and job employability skills.
Well, that answers the age-old question about, well, how can I get hired if I don't have experience, if you won't give me experience? And this would be the place to go, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. These guys are gaining real-world experience, so they're not in the classroom. Most of the time, they report to their job sites in the morning, and they spend their school day there and then follow whatever rules that job place might have, go on break at the same time as everybody else, go to lunch. And that's one of the things that they're learning is being on time, responding to orders and instructions, and just gaining that real life experience. Some of our students can't read below the third grade level, so there's a lot of coaching, they're able to work, they do great jobs, and that's one of the things that we'll want to talk about is with the benefit that these students provide to the employers.
It sounds like a good Head Start program. So listen, if you'd like to find out a little bit more about Goodwill, at least the Gulfstream Goodwill, you can visit their website at www.gulfstreamgoodwill.com, or you can call them on the phone at 561-848-7200. That's 561-848-7200. Right now, we have to take a little pause for the cause. You wouldn't mind hanging over until the other side of the break, right?
No problem.
It's really not so bad over there. It's a nice place to be. It's much better than the fire swamp. So, all right. When we return, we'll tell you a little about the secret of Goodwill Industries' namesake and why they changed it. And our engineer just informed me that the knob on your radio is broken, so I guess you're not going to be changing the dial. We'll see you in about a minute, all right?
Ain't got no home.
Because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. We're talking with Cindy Mondour and Al Flores. Cindy is the director of Gulfstream Goodwill Industry, and Al is the academic facilitator of their school. Thanks for hanging on through the break. So anyway, we said we were going to talk about how the school's name, how the Goodwill Industry changed its name. And I did a little research here because that's my job. And I found out that in 1902, the Reverend Edgar Helms of the Morgan Methodist Chapel in Boston, Massachusetts, started Goodwill as a mission for his ministry.
Yes.
And it used to be called Morgan Memorial Goodwill Industries.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, as I read in the deal there, that when they went down to New York, and this is probably in 1910,
mm-hmm.
For some reason they didn't like the Morgan name, so they changed it to Goodwill Industries.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It stuck, so mm-hmm. I guess it worked, right?
Yes.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about the employment programs and the benefits that they do for the community there.
We have students in some stage of employability learning, training, and our goal is for our students to be competitively employed, regular jobs before they leave us. We have some great partners in the community, and we'd like to encourage more employers to really learn about how these students could benefit their business. They're great workers, loyal, show up every day, get the job done, and they serve a particular niche in every business.
Because they're properly trained.
Exactly. Absolutely.
They've and that's your job, right?
They've got the skills. That's what we do.
All right. We're watching you. Let me ask you this. All the funds that you raise in this community stays in this community. Is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, it does.
Yes. All right. I just wanted to get that on record.
That's very important. All the donations, all the money, everything that comes in is to serve our communities here, and it doesn't go out.
So any donations that the folks make, and not only monetary donations, but physical.
The clothing, the used items, yes. They all benefit our community, our folks living here in Palm Beach County.
And we have a very low administrative cost at Goodwill Industries as well. It's only 11% compared to other nonprofits. It's very low.
Yeah, most of the other nonprofits are, I think, the United Way. I believe they're under investigation or something because of the high. I read too much. That's the problem.
I don't know about that, but I know that we have a very low administrative cost.
Very trim, yes.
And that's what's important. That means that you guys run efficiently and you've streamlined it. And since it's been going on since 1906, I guess you got it down, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So where can we? There's no drop-off point, so where do we bring items now?
Well, you can call our main number to look for to ask for a location that is nearest to where you are, and just bring it. And we have donation attendants that are from our programs are friendly and would love to help you get those donations to our stores and.
You could probably get that information on your website, too.
Absolutely.
Yes, we'd also like to encourage everyone to visit the website. We also have a success stories video there where you can see some of our students that have become employed recently.
Mm-hmm.
And peruse that website. It also has locations of drop-off sites in our stores.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And employers, take heed.
Yes.
They designed
great
this
workers.
For you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have the right workers and the right people. So what are the future plans for your departments there? Any new things coming up that we should know about?
We would like to keep expanding our work experience locations for our students. We have now business partners of Bethesda Memorial Hospital, the Boca Resort and Club, as well as Marriott Hotels and our own retail stores. We'd love to get some manufacturing experiences for our students. So any businesses that are interested in partnering with us, they could help us train our students, and in return, they could get some trained students, and that's the biggest cost for a business is to train employees.
And probably some really neat tax write-offs.
Absolutely.
That's right. All right. You hear that, business people?
Go ahead. GulfstreamGoodwill.com, www.GulfstreamGoodwill.com, or call our main number at 848-7200.
I put a 561 in front of that just to make it clear.
561-848-7200.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping in and spending your Saturday with us, folks. That's the place to go, GulfstreamGoodwill.com or 561-848-7200.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. And their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. Now let me tell you about this property. It's located at 571 Brittany Lane in Delray Beach, Florida. That property is ready to occupy. It's a cool condo with one bedroom, 1.5 baths. It has fresh paint. It's been resurfaced. The cabinets have been resurfaced. The ceilings are new. I mean, everything's new in there. It's located in a nice 55 and older gated community with full access to courtesy buses, tennis courts, swimming pool, golf course, restaurants, you name it, they've got it. And you also have access to the clubhouse and community room for shows and movies. I can't believe they still do bingo, but they do, and dances and lots of other activities. It's a cool condo, and if that lifestyle suits you, then this may be the property for you. You can take control of this house by calling Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. And you can stop by the show website, not the Reach website, but show, the reachradioshow.com. And you can take a look at this week's properties. The pictures are there. And like I said, it's a one bedroom, 1.5 bath. It's a perfect condo for a retired person or somebody that just wants to have a little time by themselves. So that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. And again, take a look at the home on our website at reachradioshow.com. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Lou Terrell joins us with an in-depth discussion about South Florida theater. After that, Rick Snyder has a few more tips about hoarders in your house. We don't have that around here. And now, live from the WBCT studios, it's time for Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our self-inflicted news kicker, Steve Cody. Steve.
Thank you there, El Jefe.
What's the rest of it?
The Home Affordable Modification Program, that's also known as HAMP. It's a federal program of the United States to set up to help eligible homeowners with loan modifications on their home mortgage debt. It was set up in the context of the ongoing subprime mortgage crisis in debt markets, started around 2008. The target is 7 to 8 million struggling homeowners at risk of foreclosure by working with their lenders to lower monthly payments. The program is part of the Making Home Affordable program, which was created by the Financial Stability Act that the president signed in 2009 to encourage servicers and investors to consider the use of HAMP's principal reduction alternative. The Treasury Department in February tripled financial incentives for investors to agree to reduce principal for eligible underwater homeowners. So it would behoove you to look into this if you're one of these people struggling with your mortgage payment. Over $13 billion in principal reduction has already been granted for qualifying homeowners in the HAMP modification program. Of course, your REACH counselor knows everything there is to know about the HAMP program, and they'd be happy to share that knowledge with you. Bank of America has agreed to a multi-billion dollar settlement with the Federal Housing Finance Agency to resolve allegations of securities fraud related to loans that were sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac at the height of the housing bubble. The settlement resolves four lawsuits filed in September of 2011 that against Bank of America, Countrywide, and Merrill Lynch. Countrywide and Merrill Lynch were bought by the megabank in 2008. The agency's original complaint alleged misrepresentations of mortgage loan quality in regards to private label residential mortgage-backed securities purchased by the GSE between 2005 and 2007. Allegations of common law fraud were made in the Countrywide and Merrill Lynch cases. Now, while the government pushed for $2.1 billion in fines, that was a far cry from the initial $864 million they originally sought. Bank of America in court said that it should not be penalized for the amount of profit that it made from selling loans. The amount of that profit was zero. As it turns out, the fine was a couple of billion.
That's all.
That's all. Recovery in the housing market is stumbling back to solid ground thanks to a rise in home prices and existing home sales, as well as a drop in foreclosures, according to the latest housing barometer report that was released last Wednesday by Trulia. However, growth in these sectors is dragging disproportionately weaker growth in young adult employment and stagnation in the new home construction sector in its wake, and its worsening conditions for borrowers and investors, keeping the road to overall recovery somewhat bumpy. The strongest growth is in the value of homes being sold, according to Trulia's chief economist, Jed Kolko, though homes nationally were, by Trulia's measure, 5% undervalued in the first quarter of 2014. This is a vaulting improvement over the 15% undervaluing at the bust of the market in 2011. The low point was 10% undervalued just about a year ago. And Sleep Out 2014 is coming soon. Sleep Out teams and participants raise funds to help the Lord's Place in their mission to lend a hand to homeless families in South Florida and to gather together to enjoy some good music, to hear some inspiring stories, and to participate in memorable ceremonies. Participants have the option to sleep outdoors in sleeping bags and tents in a symbolic effort to raise awareness of the estimated 3,200 men, women, and children who are homeless on any given night in Palm Beach County. Food will be there, beverages available for sale. It's Friday, April 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Meyer Amphitheater. That's in downtown West Palm Beach. Want to know how you can participate? Go have some fun, too? Here's the website, www.thelordsplace.org/sleepout. That's thelordsplace.org/sleepout. Have a great time. And that, my friends, is the news.
Well, that's fantastic. You You going to the sleep out?
I'm seriously considering it.
Yeah, that's cool. I have an extra sleeping bag.
Good.
But you can't have it.
Oh, that's all right. I'm not willing to share either.
Okay. What's up on the suicide update? Any more bankers checking out on us there? Or?
If so, they're keeping it on the down low.
Yeah. What are we up to, 6 now? Or? Yeah,
at least 6.
We're keeping track at Reach Radio just to let you know. That's for dang sure. All righty then. Our next guest has been pioneering theater in Florida since 1974. He founded Florida Stage in 1987, dedicated exclusively to the development of production of new work in American theater. The company's produced more than 150 new works over the last 24 years, many of which have enjoyed a rich and rewarding production life throughout the country. Joining us today is Lou Terrell. He's the artistic director of the theater at Arts Garage in Delray Beach, Florida. Lou, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be with you.
Great. Well, listen, it sounds like you've been around the block a few times.
Well, we live in a beautiful community here in Palm Beach County, and being around the block in our neck of the woods is, especially this time of year, a wonderful place to live. And we have a terrific theater going and growing community,
right?
So it's been a great adventure to do the arts here in Palm Beach County.
Right. Well, in 2 short years, the theater has established itself as an important addition to South Florida arts culture. To what do you attribute that to? Just the good plays, or what?
Well, I always look to the audience with great appreciation. People are hungry for storytelling on the stage, and that's basically what good theater does. It tells stories and illuminates issues of our lives, and the theater at Arts Garage has grown and succeeded because that audience has found us, and they love the unique environment that Arts Garage is. It's a multidisciplinary art center, one block north of Atlantic Avenue in downtown Delray Beach.
Right.
And we combine theater with world-class music, visual art, and an education program that the entire community has gravitated to. It's great fun. And one of the unique things that we provide is the kind of intimate, casual environment for theater and for music, where people actually sit at tables. They can bring their own wine and picnic, and bring friends or meet new people at a table and see some of the best new work in American theater.
It's like a dinner theater, right? Or is that the wrong?
Well, a dinner theater usually implies that the organization supplies dinner and you buy it. Here, it's much more fun because people can bring the wine that they're interested in drinking and the food that they want to eat. It makes it cost effective, casual, and
makes it personal.
Yeah, very personal.
Yeah, I like that. So tell us a little bit more about the Arts Garage Summer Tune-Up Series. Now, Arts Garage, that's not some guy named Art that has a garage, right? That's...
Yeah, right. Exactly. No, it's all about culture. It's all about the art. And the Summer Tune-Up Series, we actually began last June. Basically, we would do staged reading concert versions of the newest small musicals being written by some of our most talented playwrights and composers today. We'll do that again in August. But what it allows us to do is not only provide the community with a view of this new work, but it gives us a chance to determine what musicals we may want to do full productions of in the subsequent year. So this past year, out of the Summer Tune-Up Series, came the play that we opened with, The Longing and the Short of It by Daniel Mattei, which was a song cycle that went on to be nominated for 5 Carbonell Awards. Those Carbonell Awards ceremonies actually happen this coming Monday down at the Broward Center. And then the play that we're in rehearsal for now, again, Daniel Mattei wrote it with his composer partner Will Aronson. It's called The Trouble with Doug, and it is a very funny ultimately very moving family story about a young man who inexplicably begins to transform into a slug, and it's the crisis that his family has to deal with. And it takes the form of, you know, many different kinds of crises that a family has to deal with in their lives. This just happens to be of an absurdist nature and is a metaphor for how families react and behave when crisis is at hand. The Trouble with Doug. And we're in rehearsal now. We open that on begin previews Friday, April the 18th. But between now and then, we have all kinds of music going on. Tonight, for example, is Vivian Sessoms, an extraordinary jazz singer. Tomorrow night, Sunday the 30th, Bob Russell, with the Switzer Trio, is doing cabaret, and then we go into radio theater. So next Wednesday and Thursday, Sunset Boulevard, audience participation, old-time radio sound effects. So what you can get a sense of is the eclectic nature of the programming that people can come and enjoy at Arts Garage.
When you talk about the radio theater, you're talking like the 20s and 30s radio, right? Is that what you're revitalizing?
Exactly. Radio was, of course, the medium of choice back in the 20s, 30s, 40s even, and all of the great classic movies began as radio theater pieces. So our radio theater program is live on stage, the actors with scripts in hand, in front of microphones, all of the old-time sound effects on stage. The audience becomes a character in the radio drama as crowds and
That sounds like fun. Yeah.
No, it's such fun. And this Wednesday and Thursday, Sunset Boulevard, Norma Desmond, preparing for her close-up with Cecil B. DeMille. Your listeners probably will remember that classic movie, and which became, of course, a Broadway musical. But we're taking it back to its origins of classic radio theater.
I love
it. That's Wednesday and Thursday. Great fun.
You know, when they came out with television back in the early 40s there, they asked a young man what he liked better, radio or television, and he said he liked radio because the pictures were better. So I think that's what you're trying to recapture there, right?
Right. Radio theater gives people a chance to create the world of the story in their own imagination.
Exactly.
And you can't beat the pictures of your own imagination. Exactly.
Now you mentioned that you had an education reach-out program, and that's for the people in Palm Beach County and students there that are looking to get into acting?
Well,
or performing?
There are a couple of goals. Our Performing Arts Academy does indeed teach kids both music and theater. And dance through the choreography of plays. Right now we're in rehearsal for In the Heights, and these are students that take classes with us and then are part of the cast of these musicals. But we also go out into the schools. We bring the kids in to see our main stage theater works so that they then are taught the basics of playwriting, focusing on monologues, because our goal is to have curriculum objectives met, and in this case, analytical thinking and writing themselves, and then they learn their monologues and perform their monologues. It gives them such a sense of confidence and helps to develop their communication skills, obviously their writing skills, and in this way, theater and the arts can have a curriculum impact on what our schools want children to learn and become strong with their reading and writing skills.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, we're not necessarily trying to turn the kids into performers, but I think if all of us can think about those early experiences they had in the arts that they never forgot, that gave them a sense of themselves. That's the kind of experiences we're trying to provide for Palm Beach County students.
Great. That's why they call it art. Folks, we're speaking with Lou Terrell. He's the artistic director of the theater at the Arts Garage in Delray, Florida. You know, you were an actor too, right? You still act?
Well, just for the first 25 years of my professional life. I moved into directing and producing because I was passionate about new work in American theater. I wanted to be a part of the theater that helped playwrights develop and see their plays done the first time or the second time, the early work that's done on plays.
Right.
So that's what our mission is. We want to be an outlet for today's playwrights so that they can see their plays hopefully become the classics of tomorrow.
Super. Well, listen, if you want to get some more information about the Arts Garage, you can visit their website at www.artsgarage.org, or you could call them at 561-450-6357, unless you have another number there, Lou.
No, that is exactly the number to call. And any given night, we have jazz or theater, and it's... we're here performing pretty much every night of the week, and we hope that the community that doesn't know about Arts Garage can discover us for the first time, make us their artistic home.
Well, they know about it now, buddy. There's nothing we can do about it. It's already gone.
Well, thank you,
Lou,
so
thank
much.
You so much for joining us and being a part of Reach Radio's Superstar Guest List. You know, again, for more information about Arts Garage, you can visit their website at www.artsgarage.org, or you may telephone them at 561-450-6357.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
And it is a very fine house. And to keep your home in fine condition, our show producer Rick Snyder has come up with some information about the infamous hoarder syndrome.
Yes.
What in the world is the hoarder's syndrome?
Well, it means you save things until you have no room for you.
You get a bigger house.
That's possible. You can do that as well. Have you opened your garage door recently and said, wow, that's full? Or a closet door where things just sort of tumble out? You may have a problem.
I have a meter on my garage that says empty, medium, and full.
Where is it now, Alan?
Full.
Okay. Well, hoarders keep acquiring things but don't have a use for the items and or a reason to display them. This goes beyond bringing a random vintage find that you may intend to use as a holiday decoration, an old radio or something. But for those who have hoarding tendencies, acquisition is an emotional experience. For people with hoarding issues, buying or saving items can be done in order to create more positive feelings. It's also a habit that cannot be stopped easily.
Really?
One other way to look at this is your collection of little mini cars or pencils has taken over. There's a difference between collecting and hoarding. The difference is in how the collection is stored and organized. For the person whose collecting has become hoarding, possessions become unorganized piles of clutter that are so large they prevent rooms from being used for normal activities. Walking through paths next to boxes where you literally can't see the walls anymore.
So I guess my buddy Scott is off the hook as far as being a hoarder. This guy has at least 1,000 miniature cars.
But they're on display.
Well, no, they're stacked up in his garage.
Oh, okay. Well, garage, as long as, you know, you can put your car in there, the big car along with the little cars.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's got them all numbered. He's got them in a spreadsheet, and he knows every item that he has. That's not considered hoarding.
I don't think so. He's very organized with that. How about the chairs? Are they too cluttered to be used, or there's one room that can't be used as intended? This is extremely uninhabitable homes often come to mind when we think of hoarding. You've seen them on TV. A more common example are chairs and pathways that are piled with so much stuff they just can't be used anymore. Strong attachments to objects at a young age. Most of us had collections of some kind. Our old chewed bubble gum was a good one. When we were young, kids might reveal a proclivity to hoarding in their emotions. Attachments can be manifested in a few ways. Some people feel guilty about discarding an old toy for fear they're hurting the toy's feelings. It's true. It is definitely a psychological problem. And if it's a huge challenge for you to get rid of unwanted items, you may have a problem. The difference is when you can't seem to get rid of anything, even if it's in your way, because you might need it for something.
That's the way I look at it.
Absolutely.
So what's the difference between someone that just saves a lot? Or, I mean, who decided that we're going to call them hoarders? That wasn't the TV show that did that.
I don't think so. I think they were called hoarders before that. And you've just got to be careful and keep your eye on things. Don't save bottle caps, wine bottle corks, or rubber bands. I mean, you can save anything, piles of newspaper.
Hey.
If you haven't used it, Steve Cody just told me, we talked about this prior to the show. If you have something for more than 6 months and you haven't touched it,
it owns you. You don't own it.
That's very possible.
I believe that's it.
Keep your house neat.
All right. When we return, a mystery guest from south of the border joins us with some real estate news from Mexico. Al Dana will explain the differences between Mexican real estate and American real estate. So hang on. We'll be right back.
Ain't got no home.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know face to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and housing jefe. I don't think anybody would know that better than our next guest. Al Dana stands about 6'3", and he hails from Iowa. That's a pretty tall order. He's a Midwesterner who decided to attend college in Mexico. He's obviously fluent in Espanol. His wife is also born in Mexico. He's a very successful career in insurance and received his real estate license in the early 70s, and he's worked in South Florida real estate ever since then, except now his current home is in Morelia, Mexico, and he loves to boast of the real estate treasures he found in Mexico for retirees or a second home buyer. Al, welcome to the show.
Hi, Alan. I'm happy to be with you.
Or I should say buenos dias, right?
Muy buenas tardes.
Oh, that's right. It's in the afternoon.
It's after 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I get that confused. So you're okay. You're living in, you know, Jesse Ventura lives down in Mexico, and he says it's pretty safe down there. Are you in the same neighborhood?
I don't know where he lives, Alan, but I live in Morelia, which is in central Mexico.
He lives in Mexico City.
Okay, all right. I'm about 200 miles northwest of there. That's where I went to school and got my university degree a long time ago.
So,
Morelia is a town located about 6,300 feet in elevation. It's a colonial town, which means that a lot of the town was constructed after the war with Spain, which started in 1810, and that results in an incredible variety of architecture that provides the attraction, as far as I'm concerned, for people who want a different lifestyle.
Well, I can't think of any different lifestyle than you could get by going down to Mexico. What induced you to head down south?
Well, I've been the first time I went to Mexico, Alan, was in 1953 in the summer of my freshman university, I went down there with my roommate, who was from Monterrey, Mexico, and I fell in love with the place. After a couple of years in the service in Europe, I came back and enrolled in a school in Mexico City, and came back here, worked in real estate for about 35 years, and always wanted to go back down there and explore the possibilities of being a source of recommended real estate in Mexico for those who would like to retire somewhere else.
Well, are they having a crisis down there in Mexico like we are up here with the housing crisis, or is it a different?
Not really. Their market is pretty stable. The country, in spite of what you hear, Alan, in the newspapers, the country is the most stable in Latin America. But their real estate market is also very stable, and results in some really good buys, whether you're in the part of the country where I live or on the coast, Pacific Coast, or the Gulf Coast, the Riviera Maya.
Can you give us an example? Can you give us an example of the pricing, like a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home? What am I looking at?
Okay, in Marina, you can buy one from $80,000 on up to whatever you want to spend, depending on the location. Marina has an area called Santa Maria, which is on the south side of the city. It's located about 1,000 feet above the city, with some magnificent views. And homes up there can be anywhere from $100,000 to $400,000, depending on some unbelievable views of the older part of the city down below.
And how about grocery shopping and things like that? Am I going to be spending 10 times more down there than I would up here?
No, groceries, you'd be surprised that the supermarkets down there are very similar to what we have here in Florida. You're going to find the same products on the shelves down there that you found here at Publix. The big surprise was when I paid my real estate taxes down there on the home that we live in, and they only asked for $150 for the entire year for real estate taxes.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Water, gas, your utilities are going to run somewhere total of around $150 a month.
Right. We got about 30 seconds left here. How do we get a hold of you if we want to take the trip to Mexico? Is there a number, or should they just go to our Reach Radio website?
Contact me on my email, Alan, at alwdana@aol.com.
I'm writing that aol.com. So it's Al W.
alwdana@aol.com, and I'll respond immediately and do everything I can to give you dependable information.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for stopping by the show today and spending your time with us. That's about all the time left us today, so I want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us, and we also want to thank our guests. They were great as usual. And remember, the show website is reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored. Or you can call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. We'll see you next Saturday, live from noon to 1. Be sure to tell your friends about our show, especially if they're looking for a place to live. And remember, we're having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got